drive there by the Bearcats, and it starts with what looked like a bad situation for the Bearcats. They get a break, a bad turnover by the Pirates as the snap hits Michael Anderson in the face mask and bounces to the other team. And the Bearcats take full advantage of it, get their running game going the way they like, and punch it in with a Carson Haleski 3-yard touchdown run.
Going for two out of the tee. Sweeney is under center, three-man backfield, as it will be most of the night. Sweeney on the keeper cuts it back inside, and he is hit hard, but he gets across the plane, and the two-point conversion is good. And now the only Bearcats lead the Harbor Beach Pirates halfway through the second quarter, 8-7, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Are you a farmer, construction worker, tiler, or excavator operator and need a phone that is rugged and can stand up to the long hours you put in every day? If so, you need to hear about the Cat S48C, available at Thumb Cellular. The Cat S48C smartphone is built with the same durability you'd expect from Cat equipment. It can withstand drops, dust, and can even be submerged in water. With a tough screen and a long battery life, the S48C will get you through your day. Now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular is offering a free Cat power bank, a $65 value, with any Cat S48 smartphone purchase. Plus, get 1 month free service if you upgrade your phone, add a line, or make the switch to Thumb Cellular. So hurry to a Thumb Cellular office near you in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky before September 30th. Free Cat power banks are only available while supplies last. For more ways to save, visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply.
Here in Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Here in Auto Parts, your go to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference, we get it.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3000.
2019 has been a busy year for
sure. Sorry, the internet feed I have unmuted right now. Are we getting anything through? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
In May in Pigeon.
Is it anything coming through on the internet feed right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Years old.
What's that?
In June, we broke ground on one of our largest projects in organization history. 15,000 square foot facility in Bad Axe, just behind
one. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
With Dr. Cheryl Canfield.
Okay. All right. We'll go back to the phone.
Sebring. Dr. Natalia
Salowich
is now with us to offer podiatry right here at Sure. Dr. Salowich looks forward to taking care of the more than 60,000 feet in Huron County. Also joining our team is Dr. Long Nguyen, yet another great primary care physician to our already great team. He's seen patients in Pigeon. There are many more updates coming in the near future, so stay tuned or go to sure.org for more. And you'll like them. We're sure about that. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Harbor Beach is in trouble as on second down from the 29-yard line, Dylan Cater is brought down at the 19 for a 10-yard loss. Third down in a country mile with 4:45 left here in the first quarter. Harbor leads Harbor Beach 8-7. It's going to be cheaper running up the middle. Devin Pump has 10 yards and is finally brought down after about 12 out to the 29, maybe the 30-yard line. tackle made by number 22, Kyle Sweeney. Now we have an official down in the middle of the field. And maybe Wayne Miscorder.
You're going to be one very large offensive line.
It's going to be fourth down at 9 to go as the official season DOJ. 4:15 left in the second quarter. Howard Beach facing a 4th and 8 according to spot. 4:05 left in the second. Looks like they're formed, out, at least out in the spread formation with Anderson at the shotgun. Exactly, that's exactly what it's going to be. Hubbley puts Casey Sweeney back at the 35. Deals it with no problem. Breaks free, first tackle. He's across midfield, back in and loses it, switching at the 45. And that's where Hubbley will take over with a short field to work with. 1st and 10 from the Hubbley Reach 45-yard line. Line right to left across your radio. 3:49 left in the second quarter. Hubbley 8, Hubbley Reach 7. Bearcats back on offense. T formation, swing under center, hand off to Obruski. Number 47 gets across the run to the 40-yard line, a gain of 4 on the play. Tackle made by Dakota Deer for the Hubbley Reach Pirates. 2nd down, 6 to go, 3.5 to play in the first half. 6 to go, same formation. Just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Hubbley leading by 1 point. Quarterback keeper around the right end. Sweeney tries to fight for anything he can. Gets out for about 2 yards out to the 38-yard line. Keenan Boyden on the tackle for Hubbley Reach. 3rd down and manageable, about 3rd and 4.5. They'll be able to Bearcats, less than 3 to play. On the keeper, cuts back inside, and he's going to be short of the 1st down by about 2 yards. Late flag flies. This might be against Howard Beach, as number 12, Michael Anderson, as well as Luke Gwibke on the tackle, and we have a penalty, a hold against the Bearcats. So instead of a 4th and 3, this is going to be replayed down from the side of the foul, which is at the 37-yard line. This is going to push it back to the 47. And so they will have about a third down and 12 to go.
Right where the ball carrier was. Hard to see from our end. Usually when that's thrown right on the ball carrier, now instead of scoring, let's just make sure we go to the half with one more lead.
3rd down 12, less than 2 to play now. As Dave said, Ubley's out of timeouts. Same formation. Sweeney is under center, very tall backfield. Perhaps their tallest and largest men on the field. Sweeney hands off to a 2nd option. That would be Carson Horesky out for a hard fought 2 yards. Luke Woodkey on the stop. 4th down, 10 yards to go with 90 seconds left. Ubley will probably run this clock down to less than a minute and then. Do you go for it, Dave?
4th down, 10.